Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Dory, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
Mr. Neilinger, what's for breakfast?
Stewed apples, bacon, and biscuits.
Well, forget the apples. Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Constitutional right to remain silent. You need not make any statements if you do not wish to do so. You talk to me.
Show me the groove, and I'll show you some.
I got that keeps me true while I'm on the spot. Just go ahead and ask me whether or not I'm hot stuff.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise. A long weekend it was for most of us, being that it was Labor Day here in the United States of Crazy Town. Thank you, labor. Thank you, organized labor, for ending child labor, giving us a 40-hour work week. Let's work on a 30-hour work week. 20 hours, maybe. I don't know. I think we can do better. Eat the rich. Tax them first, then eat them. And everything should be good. No more wars. Happy Labor Day. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of doohickeys and doily fucks. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. You are listening to the Grenache Network, the home of the finest in fake radio entertainment. Monday nights at 10, it's us, Possum Hour, listening to us now, a Diddy Mow. Tuesdays, don't miss Wink Blinkley, 8mm movie reviews. I hear it's a little blue. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., join Flip Trin Dribble as he recites the great plays of William Shakespeare backward. And Thursday, it's Chunk Bluster with a scatological look at the news. Fridays, of course, it's us once again on Friday Night Possum. Looks like we'll have one this week, yeah. And it's a week's worth of worthwhile time wasting, if you will. Well, as soon as I find the bit, the phone numbers will be, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
From out of the American West comes country's king of the road, Boxcar Willie. This remarkable recording star makes country music irresistibly appealing for millions of fans everywhere.
Amen. Last night at 10:30, not baby of mine, she wouldn't let me in, so moving on over.
And now, by special arrangement, we present the album that's won a gold record award in England and is sweeping America. In this exclusive television offer.
Well, ain't gonna work on the railroad. I ain't gonna work on the farm. I'll lay around the shack till the mail train comes by and rope in my sweet baby's arms.
20 great tracks from Boxcar Willie. The giant record treasury is only $7.98. 8-track tape or cassette, only $9.98. Not sold in any store. Here's how to order.
Mail $7.98 for album, $9.98 for 8-track tape or cassette to Boxcar Willie, Box 6677, Chicago, Illinois. Be sure to do it now. This special Boxcar Willie collection is available through this offer only. Rush $7.98 for album, $9.98 for 8-track tape or cassette to Boxcar Willie, Box 6677, Chicago, 60680.
0397-06-05-2804-079-26-05-8-07-03-6-01.
That's Boxcar Willie. Box 6677.
1905 CC07 4206 0195 37 0206 0537 0206 0207
Chicago, Illinois, 60680.
0883 55 0973. Yeah.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Hey, gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby!
Hello,
I'm here. I love it.
Yeah. Excellent.
Hey, that Boxcar Willie album, man. That's nice. Man, I like to add that when I have a lady friend over. Nice romantic evening. Put on Boxcar Willie.
Boxcar? Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's a leg spreader, I hear.
Uh-huh. You know it. Old panty dropper.
Yeah, there you go. 08857. I don't have Boxcar Willie's album, but I do have a Frank Fontaine album.
There you go.
It sucks because he just sings like Irish songs, you know.
Yeah.
My mother McCree, because he's like a tenor, an Irish tenor.
Yeah.
When he's not Crazy Guggenheim. But the cover of the album's worth it just for the cover of the album because it's a big close up of Crazy Guggenheim. He's doing the Guggenheim face on the front. The beauty, man. My little sister bought me that at a flea market or something. Many moons ago. Many, many moons.
You hung on to that puppy.
Oh, you got that right, Jack. Oh, yeah. Might hang that one up on the old wall. You never know.
There you go.
We have a new tradition, my sister and I. We send each other a gift on our birthdays. In other words, my birthday coming up, I'm going to send her a gift.
Oh, okay.
And then she sent me... Just this year, on her birthday, she sent me a T-shirt.
Okay.
I said, oh, cool, man. I'll send you... I got something for you. I'll send it to you on my birthday. It's our tradition.
I like it.
That's cool.
Switching things around.
Yeah. It's better to give than receive anyway, right?
There you go.
She got me a cool Stoney's shirt. T-shirt.
Stoney's?
Stoney's beer.
Oh, okay. It's
local Smithton, Pennsylvania. Brewski. Hope everybody ain't flooded out over there in Suitersville and everywhere and Western PA. They had a lot of water too. We didn't get any of that hurricane water here.
We were all flooded. Streets are flooded here.
They still flooded?
Nah, it's fine now. The show was all right the next day.
Yeah.
My DVD player's not working right in the car now.
Yeah.
It got up in electricity, I guess. The electric shit.
Yeah, might be your fuses or something.
Yeah.
I don't care.
As long as everything else is working. I was afraid the brakes were going to get fucked up.
Yeah. Well, you should be having this conversation with Bogey, not me, man.
Bogey knows.
Bogey knows. Yeah, you got carpet things, Bogey knows. He'll figure it out one way or the other. he might put a muffler on backward now and again, but He means well. Dude, what am I doing here, man?
What are you doing? You're ready to blow something up, I know that.
Ah, we could do that. Twist my arm. Got a new one. Well, not really. It's like, I believe we've probably blown this up several times.
Yeah.
With different charges of TNT. But this time, we're dead serious.
This time we mean it.
We're going to those 70, the crappy, sticking with that crappy 70s movie theme we've been kind of doing, you know?
Yeah.
Originally I thought, what about the summer of 42? That was a schlock fest. And then what popped up on the list there was The Way We Were.
Geez.
Just the titles. Needs blown up, you know? The Way We Were. What the fuck?
Getting back at Babs. Good old days.
Yeah, back to our roots.
Blow
up a little Babs tonight. So this is an entirely new rendition.
Long boring movie.
The Way We... Like, if you're a dude and you like that movie, you're going to have to, like, resign your dudehood, man.
You're going to have to start sitting down at the toilet from now on.
I've been doing that for years. All right, here we go. Blowing up abs.
The BBC would like to announce that the next scene is not considered suitable for family viewing. It contains scenes of violence involving people's heads and arms getting chopped off. There are also scenes of naked women with floppy breasts.
Don't take human flesh.
Don't take human flesh. Who gives a shit about Bigfoot? I want to fuck her with your dick or cock.
What is that?
Oh, no, not the beast.
Fucked a monkey.
Oh, groovy, baby. Yeah.
Easily a book roll double there.
Oh, yeah.
I will get you the name of that one.
All right. Sing that little jam.
Ding, ding. I got that, posted that on Fuckboo.
Who?
None other than Mint Man.
Oh, the Mint Man. Oh, yeah? Now
that's
Mickey's
a guy,
going.
Sandy Nelson.
Uh-huh.
Is the artist. Their take on Hey Joe. I thought
okay.
That was pretty hip, man. I like that.
I like it.
We had Bunny Berrigan, who died of cirrhosis at age 33. Wow.
In Pittsburgh, yeah. Allegheny, Pittsburgh. Is that anywhere around your hometown?
Allegheny County is Pittsburgh, where Pittsburgh resides, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man. Shortened by alcohol. That's some drinking there, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Put yourself down at 33.
Yeah.
Woof.
Got to tip the hat to that old bunny.
Woo. Man. I'll tell you.
Not easy to do. Way to go, bunny.
And that... It's... Oh, look what we got here. We got a visitor from the Great White.
There you go.
I was looking at Bunny Berrigan's statistics. Wait, Bunny Berrigan, who's this other jerk? Sandy Nelson and Crazy Guggenheim. So where else can
go.
I get a lineup like that? Jerry Reed, come on. Fuck, I got to see that movie. It's called Hot Stuff. I don't know if it's theatrical or not, but it. Jerry Reed, Dom DeLuise, Suzanne Plachet.
Oh, yeah. I may have seen it. I don't know.
I think Jerry Reed's pop. I'm not sure. I like Jerry Reed, for gosh sakes.
Good old boy. Good old boy.
Good guy. For a redneck, he ain't so bad. Oh, I did a comparison. Now that Apple Cheeks is here. I was counting the apple pie moonshine. I got it beat, man. A lot easier, man. I just poured a little beer in the bowl, and not even good beers, Natty's.
Okay.
And they are all over that.
There you go. Natty's for the Nats.
Right. Natty's for the Nats, man. Just makes sense. So, yeah. That's going to be my go-to from now on, man. Because I had them both I did like a side-by-side comparison. And, like, they were loving the whiskey until I put that beer down. And then they were like, oh, fuck, man. Light me up.
Beer bugs.
Oh, yeah. There's one. That'll... Yeah. They're really hard. You can't get them because the wind from your fingers blows them out of the way of your grasp. Oh, yeah. You need a little beer in the bottom of that bad boy, Apple Cheeks. I think that's the ticket.
Liking the beer.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. I was telling our pal up there, picked up some flower bulbs. Going to plant my bed out back, man. Crocuses, daffodils, and the tulips. I don't know about the tulips, but I like them because they come up early. But I got they only had a weird orange color, unless I wanted to buy 800 bulbs. Only wanted like 6 bulbs, you know. You either got to buy 2 dozen bulbs or 6 bulbs.
They need company. Better home than garden.
Yeah,
they need
company.
They need a gang.
I got the hyacinth back there. I figured, you know, it's nice and sunny. Beautify the world a little bit, man.
There you go. Do your part.
Why not? Why not? I got it all weeded. Shoot. Well, there they are. We need some appropriate music, man. There we go. Possum Wow.
Sure.
Happy Labor Day.
Labor Day music.
Yeah, Labor Day music. Mazel Tov, Apple Cheeks Alice.
Sweet ass.
Here. Gazay Gazun, it's Dr. Cake. It wouldn't be a Moyle without Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
No, Moyle's the guy that cuts the tip off the weenie.
Oh.
Yeah. A Moyle. That's his job, man.
Nice net.
Yeah. Jewish guy. Hey, this dude. He's sanctioned by the church. Come over there. Whack the pee-pee. Weird. Dapple Cheeks Alice is here. Dr. Cake is here. The Moyle has yet to show up, but luckily, Ford Prefect is here.
Ford.
Yes. It wouldn't be a Briss without Ford Prefect already.
There you go.
Ah, that's what it is. And the Briss, the Moyle's at the Briss. Ah, he's not feeling well today. Our best wishes, sir. I mean,
yes.
Quick recovery. Dr. Cake's feeling well. She has a cough, cough, cough in her.
Oh, okay. Good.
In there. Yeah.
Oh, no. Still going on.
I was under the weather today, but it was because I had a little too much medicine.
Okay.
Talking to the Pope.
I will do it.
Went a little long. But luckily, I'm only drinking that. Otherwise, you can do some damage.
Bug juice. Drinking the bug juice.
Green juice. Yeah, bug juice. Flea beer. There's a lot of fleas in that beer, man. All right. And there's our old pal, Ope, who I had mentioned previously.
Other people's eyes.
Good to have you with us, sir. Oh, I like this one, man. Is there anything Neil Hefti can't make background music to? I don't know, man.
Herb Skippy.
He's the best. This is shit. Yeah, baby. Fuck yeah, man. All right. So, we have Apple Cheeks Alice, Dr. Cake, Ford Prefect. Our old pal, Ope.
Ope.
He's actually glad to be here, man.
Yeah, all right.
Gonna have to have a long talk with that boy. All righty, and there's our good friend, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Also glad to be here.
Collective known, otherwise known as the Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commander Cat.
As the Beaver.
Yeah, baby. Really?
Can't stand as zither anymore! Thank you, Professor Pootwaddle. And now I should sing a little song, April Showers. I believe I'm in voice. Delightfully in voice. When April showers, she never closes the curtain. Maybe I better start again. When April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom and blaze, a bale of hay, the other day, a very funny thing happened the other day. I was walking down the street, and I saw a man run over himself. Yes, he did. Here's how it happened. He picked me up in his car, and we went to the corner, and we stopped, and he said, "Would you run across the street and mail this letter?" I said, "No." So he ran over himself. That's a killer. And when it's raining, have no regret, because it isn't raining rain, you see. It's raining violets. That's better than hailing taxi cabs. I won't drive it. I won't drive it. I won't drive it. Yellow cab driver. And when you see clouds up on a hill, you'll see they're just clouds of diffodals. A daffodil, a defodoo, a doofa-whiff, a whiff-and-poof. Whiff-and-poof. We are poor little lambs who have lost our way. Oh, wrong animal. So keep on looking for the bluebird and listening for his song. Whenever April showers, ah, April, how I love it. The spring and picnics and the birds and the bees. Speaking of bees, did you hear about the bee who married a doorbell? They had a humdinger. They come to home. That's a shower.
Dumps. They call them dumps. Big, massive dumps. Mm-mm. I can smell that sound effect. Yeah, baby.
You
yes. To repeat, the ex-president, Uncle Bobo, poops his pants. Say what
I'm
you will about Grandpa Joe. I don't believe Grandpa Joe poops his pants. He can go on long bike rides.
Yeah.
Control his poop. So, just saying.
And that's always a plus, that a president don't poop his pants.
Yeah. Yeah. Eisenhower used to wet the bed, but that's another story.
Yeah, I told you. Yeah.
I like Eisenhower. He's one of my favorite presidents.
You think? Yeah.
Yeah. He was cool. I mean, he'd be a progressive in by today's measure.
Yeah.
It's just funny how the politics is spun.
He was president when I was born.
JFK had not yet been inaugurated.
Yeah.
So he was president when I was born as well.
There you go.
Well, he was Kennedy was president elect.
There you go.
Born right after the election.
Gotcha.
I could have been Nixon, man. Imagine
that. Dick Nixon.
A little history there, kids.
Just a little bit.
Nixon wasn't that bad a president, really.
That man got caught.
He was a crook.
Uh-huh.
And what he did with the Vietnam War is pretty unforgivable. As far as domestically, he did try to push people apart and started the war on drugs. Yeah, fuck Nixon, man. Why didn't I even
fuck
say
Nixon.
That? Yeah, fuck Nixon. No,
there's supposed to be a miniseries coming out soon called The White House Plumbers. I'm waiting for that.
The White House what?
Plumbers.
Plumbers. Oh, yeah, the plumbers, right.
Yeah.
Is, Dirty deal dudes, man. It did all the dirty deeds.
I don't know when that's coming out.
He was a crook, man. You know, they actually derailed the Paris peace talks. LBJ was trying to end the Vietnam conflict, and they had a ringer in there that botched it so that it wouldn't end the war, and Nixon could promise to end the war and get elected to the presidency. He was in cahoots with Kissinger. They pulled that off.
You are correct, sir.
Kissinger's still with us. He's still with us, isn't he?
I think, yeah, he's like a lumpy ball of flesh, but yeah.
Uh-huh.
He's still breathing, man.
Yeah.
Really weird.
Wow.
He's got to be a million. He was horsing around with Jill St. John over there.
Oh.
Back in the day. You remember that?
Wasn't that Buzz Armstrong's piece? Boy, I heard Jill had around.
Buzz stole her from... Well, that's true, man.
Yeah, okay.
There's pictures of him, like, doing the twist with Jill St. John, man.
Oh, shit.
Yeah? Shit you not, man. He was party animal there in the 70s there, old... he's another war criminal, that fucker, yeah.
He likes to get his freak on, that Kissinger did.
Oh, yeah. Nothing like that. All right, how about a quickie?
Yes, very quickie on us.
Actually, that quickie, the song I just played was supposed to be the quickie, so... Pretend I didn't play that yet. Did I play that before?
Nah, I don't believe so.
Okay.
Maybe. Well, sounds like
Doodles Weaver. Well, I've done Doodles Weaver bits, but...
Yeah.
I came across this. I thought I'd share. Quickie.
Take me out and put some groceries down my neck. So I took her to a fancy restaurant. She looked down her nose and said, now why didn't we stop at a choke and puke for some grilled cheese sandwiches? I don't know. I married a woman that talked like Jerry Reed. Ought to be on the cover of Playboy, cause that body is guaranteed. But she talks just like that guitar man that crawled out of a swamp. That Louisiana love save you, son, when I knock you in the head with a stomp. She thinks my name is Amos when she ain't calling me son. Amos, son, I'm under stress. Let's go somewhere that's fun. So I flew her to Europe and I spent $10,000. She told me I'd have had more fun thumbing a ride on an overloaded poultry truck. On a what? And a short time to get here. She talks like a trucker, whether I like it or not. We're loaded up in trucking, and when you're hot, you're hot. Thanks, Lord.
Cold.
Oh, yeah, you don't like my voice, huh?
No.
Well, you should have thought of that when you married me. You knew I sounded like Jerry Reed then.
Well,
at least I don't look like him, do I? Speaking of look like, you don't look like Burt Reynolds yourself. Kind of remind me of Fred. Not that I say dog or anything, but...
Yeah. It's a long question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. he's got the COVID.
Very bizarre song.
Yeah, man. I don't know how to feel about it.
Mm-hmm. Never a feeling.
Not that there's anything wrong
with these things.
Remember in the Water Boy? You ever see that? Water Boy?
I think I've seen bits and pieces.
Jerry Reed. And Water Boy kept imagining the other side had Jerry Reed's face on everybody or something.
No.
It was kind of funny. Because Jerry Reed was the asshole in that one. He was the bad guy. Son! All right. Yeah, nothing happened over the week. I had a wedding Saturday night. Man, I gotta bring the noise canceling headphones now. I gotta start using them.
Ah, okay. You got another one of those?
It's killer, man. What sucked though is like 4-hour gig, and the first 3 hours were fine, you know. And then they go to the now the father daughter dance. Okay, that's fine. But then the lights go down and then crank it up, and you know you hear the celebration and all the songs and over again. Battle conditions. So
I drove all the way to the bank today, forgetting it's Labor Day. I hate that.
I've been in that one before. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's hilarious. I checked the mail 3 times. Fucking Labor Day. But yeah, I think I'm gonna wear them damn things for the next, you know, once the music gets loud, stick them on. Because, it gives me a headache. My ears ring. It's no fun, man.
Yeah. And you got work to do.
Man, it makes it really hard to concentrate on what I'm doing.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Is it Labor Day in Canada?
Is it? They got that mess over there, too?
I don't know.
Silly fucking holidays.
What do you mean, man?
Yeah.
Did you have to work today?
No, I have Mondays off. But I would have waited.
Oh, your Mondays off. Okay. Were they open?
Yeah, retail. Not like the old days.
Yeah. Yeah, remember shit used to close on Sunday, man.
Yeah.
Like everything would be closed. But
yeah, stores used to close at 5 o'clock.
Drugstore would be open till noon just so you could get the Sunday paper and shit.
That's it, yeah.
Make closed down, everything's closed. I think maybe Hojo's. out by the highway, you could go out to dinner at Hojo's. That was it. Everything
there
closed down.
Sweet Alice says they have Labor Day, but it's for the youth.
Labor Day. Well, Labor Day, man. That's your Bernie Sanders shit there, man. That's what you're talking about. That's Woody Guthrie, man. Wood and Bernie and AOC, man. Right on. Say you want a revolution. Well, this is 3 minutes you'll never get back. And a word from our sponsor.
YGL presents.
Hey, YGL Records presents a Super Stone Smash Summertime Spectacular. Yeah, for only $4.98, you can thrill to the greatest hits of all time with this incredible, unbelievable, never before together again, once in a lifetime $1 million musical blockbuster dynamite offer. Hey, you're gonna get 10,000 Monster Smash albums by Judy and the Deadbeats. Yeah, how about Gino and the Fantastic Pizzas? Hey, and Dig on Fino and the Barbatals. Yeah, and Ronnie and the Rip-offs. Yeah. And if you act now, you'll also receive 10,000 super bad soul hits you can dig to James Brown, Al Green, Dobie Gray, Alan Orange.
and thousands more.
And if you order by midnight tonight, you'll also receive every gospel record ever recorded since the history of man. You'll be moved to tears by Skeeter and Bonzo and the Farquharth family singers, the singing Coughs and their dancing gerbils, Little Duffy and the Miracles, and Mother Festus and her gospel dog, Pepper, plus hundreds of thousands of others.
Hey, surprise time! Yeah, dig this! If you order right now, YTL Records will send to you 20,000 fantabulous Super Surfer albums. You can groove to the Teen Tones. Super Surfer, yeah, the Keen Tones. Depraved Surfer, the New Tones. Hey, Obese Surfer, the Two Tones. Hey, Divorced Surfer, you can dig on the Mellow Tones. Dead Surfer, yeah. And if you order now before 6 o'clock this evening, hey, dig it, listen to what else you'll receive. You'll get a complete library of all the sounds of World War I, World War II, Watson, Korea, yeah, get it on with the sounds of guns, planes, hey, cannons. Now, dig them all together. YTL Records makes this amazing offer to you. If you act now before 5 p.m. today, you'll receive 93,200 hit albums by the groups that made them great. Ordinarily, all these great hit songs you purchase separately would cost you $127,563.87. But if you order now before 4 p.m. today, YTL Records will deliver to your door in a 27-foot tractor trailer with a driver and two helpers to unload and stack in your house. All these super heavy hit sounds for only $4.98. And if you order by 3 p.m. today, hey, dig it, listen to what you get. A weekend on the Andrea Doria, yeah. A trip to Golda Meir's wedding. The vice mayor of Cincinnati, Ohio, can you dig it? 2,000 miles of friction tape. The Mexican Air Force. And an 8x10 glossy photo of Sacramento, California in the nude, yeah. If you order by noon today, you're going to get every record known to man. Hey, can you dig it? You'll get police records, dental records, arrest records, hey, parole records, personnel records, driving records. You'll get accident records, unemployment records, insurance records, statistical records. Yeah, man, records, 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 records. Wait a minute. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. I can't dig it no more. Yeah.
8-track tapes, a dollar extra.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
McDonald's French fries.
Mmm. I like the way he says that, man.
Oh, yeah. Freeze out, baby. Not...
I don't think I have any KTEL albums anymore. I should have held on to those. I think I had the one with the Halloween one. With the sounds of spooky. Haunted house one. Yeah, I had a few of those. Man, they had the grooves in those records were so small. They crammed all those songs on there. The sound quality was really poor on those KTELs. That was a bit of a ripoff. Cake had some McDonald's French fries.
All right, there you go.
Yeah. I had the... I haven't been to McDonald's since I had that McRib last year, man. That was so awesome.
Liking a McRib.
Oh, I'm a McRib guy, man.
I get my breakfast sandwich every Saturday morning.
That's not a bad little Sammy.
I like the
McMuffin
sandwiches. Yeah.
I used to always get the, sound is weird. I used to always get the biscuit. And then they were out of the biscuit one day, and I got the McMuffin. I'm like, what the fuck? Where have you been all my life, man?
Yeah, the biscuit's too dry.
Yeah. Maybe a muffin's a lot better. Man. I spent Dr. many
David
years.
Cheese.
Yeah.
In fact, I work Sunday too, so I just Saturday and Sunday.
Nice. Nice. They're really bad for you, man.
Yeah. Once a week, they're going to kill me.
No, that ain't going to kill you once a week.
I quit my system.
You don't eat that every morning or something.
Yeah.
All right. To the news, man. Oh, wow. This is right up your alley, man.
Yeah?
Yeah. Some kinky shit, right?
All right. Yeah, baby. All right.
Well, I know you like, you know, you got a thing for the women's feet over there.
Oh, yeah.
Kinks don't like the McRib. Get the fuck out of here. I love them things, man.
Still haven't had the McRib.
Goody. Goody. Anyway, this businessman, I guess he's in England because they're talking in pounds. He's confessed that he spends £200 a month buying dirty socks and looking at footage of filthy feet.
Yeah.
33-year-old guy from Hull insists he's a normal guy and there's nothing seedy about it.
I see nothing seedy about it. 30 socks and filthy feet.
He buys socks in bundle via PayPal transfer, getting four or five individual socks for 40, whatever that pounds, I guess. Or a video of feet for 30 pounds.
Nope.
Jesus Christ, man.
Whatever it
usually,
was.
Yeah. Explaining what he does with the socks, he said, I'm just doing it to purely satisfy my kink on the side. Well, obviously, I won't tell you the you-know-what part. But usually, I just smell them and put them in my mouth for taste. God!
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man. He also buys pornographic foot pics and videos, and he likes the toes and soles. Socks are a part of him, man. Stinky socks.
Never got into the whole sock thing.
Ew, man.
Has to be the feet.
Yeah. Why would you want to publicize this, Mr. D? Guess he's reaching out. Anybody else? Anybody? Anybody? Who likes to smell dirty socks? Or trade dirty
socks?
You know
he's not alone. There are others.
Oh, that's fucked up, man. Yeah. Man. What if the guy's got stink foot, man, and that, you know, like I had a pair, every once in a while your sneakers go bad, you know?
Uh-huh.
They're criminal and they, you know, they get stink foot. He wouldn't want those socks, man. They're nasty.
Oh, no. Well,
he
would.
I know. Isn't that weird? Oh, fuck that, man.
Put it in his mouth.
Did we do the guy getting bit on the ass by the python while sitting on the toilet?
Oh, another one?
Yeah, see, this is July. Yeah, we might have done this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, 65-year-old man in Austria got bit on the... Yeah,
so often.
Yeah, he got bit... bit on his genitals. His genitals. nice.
Oh, Jesus.
Guy next door. Keep snakes.
Yeah, okay, yeah. You did do that one. Yeah.
We did take, yeah, because I told a story about the snake guy next door to me. What
yep,
a schmuck.
Yep.
And a snake getting loose in my house. Man, the weird news was few and far between, man.
Yeah.
I mean, here's a weird job. A restaurant seeks Sunday lunch tester. They'll pay £500 to eat roast potatoes.
Huh.
Earn up to £500 for eating. I'll put on £500 by eating too much potatoes. They're looking for a pro-tato tester to sample their new Sunday lunch to ensure it is its best. What the
Yeah.
How do they know?
That's a marketing gimmick. They could have anyone test it.
He's trying to sell potatoes. Damn you. Applications close September 12th. So get your shit in this week, man, to, who is it? I don't know. It's over in
the
England,
Irish,
man.
It's the Irish people in that. They're the tater eaters.
The botanist?
Get that swing blade, man. Get swing blade. Got our boy Carl.
Yeah, he knows no taters and French fried taters. The botanist bar and restaurant chain. Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah, man. All right, the botanist. Looks pretty good food, man.
Yeah.
A steak? Yeah, I guess they got a steak there. Bon appetit. I ate out today. I went out and got a Subway. That steak and cheese over there.
Okay.
Lunched on that, man. That was my one meal. I'm back to my fast.
And your day with son number two is on Wednesdays, right? So we don't have an update on that yet. Okay.
Tuesday.
You're not going to that other place. You're not going to the same place, right?
Not going to the wing joint, man.
Yeah, there you go. Fuck the wing joint.
Go to the Greek place a lot for good. They got a couple of good salads up there, man.
Yeah.
He said he's got some crazy salad joint. So I don't know. We might try that out.
Okay.
He might. So I just I'm trying that intermittent fasting cake, which basically is OMAD, one meal a day.
One meal a day.
Yeah.
All right.
Eat once a day. I lost a shit ton of weight when I was in my late 30s doing that. Everybody said, you can't lose weight doing that. But I did. Now, I was watching this video. I go, what's this intermittent fasting about? Well, actually, it's one meal a day. I'm like, the fuck? That's what I was doing, man. Schmucks.
Hey, you think you can handle that all right?
Yeah. I get used to it real quick.
Yeah.
I look forward to eating, and then, I don't feel like eating after I eat. So...
I know I can do it. I'm not a big food fan.
Yeah, I like to eat. Morning coffee. Well, yeah, you could drink coffee and shit. You can drink all the coffee you want. Apple cheeks. I've cut down on beer just because I don't. Man, a couple beers wax me, man. Without eating.
Well, it fills you. Beer fills you up.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got some world records, I guess. There's not much to talk about.
An electric chuck. Got nothing.
Well, they are planning another meeting of the minds in Washington, they did on January 6th. And this one's to protest the treatment of the assholes they locked up because of January 6th. Seriously.
Oh, that should be good. That should be good.
So, man. We'll see, man. We'll see what happens. Hopefully it's peaceful. I don't know if they're capable of that shit. An electric truck goes 683 miles on one charge and earns a world record. Swiss package delivery vehicle. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah. Good for them.
Yeah. Good for the environment.
Salute. The DPD, Switzerland delivery truck, man. All right. Good for them. Here we go. A man bounces more than 10 miles on an inflatable ball for a world record.
10 miles?
One of them bouncy balls, with the thing, and you bounce and bounce.
Yeah.
British man in Blackpool. Space hopper. 10 miles. He bounced.
Now, I'm picturing him with a monocle and a derby, like a proper British man bouncing a ball.
Nah, he's wearing a golf shirt. He was raising money for something. Uh, 17 hours he was bouncing. Gee, many Christmas.
Jesus Christ.
Good for him.
I mean, he's losing weight.
Well, how about this guy, Ukrainian strongman? Let's see. Oh, a team of Ukrainian strongmen used ropes to pull the world's largest and heaviest cargo plane just over 14 feet in 1 minute 14 seconds. Team of bodybuilders. I guess that's a...
Yeah, okay.
Oh, the representative said they plan to submit the feat for recognition by the Guinness people, but as of yet, we'll keep you informed whether the Ukrainian strongmen get their world record or not.
We're behind you. We're behind you. Ukrainian strongmen.
Yeah. They give the Ukrainians a break over the South America charity lines up 90,450 food cans for a world record. That's a cool one, man.
Yeah, okay.
They arranged them they arranged them in a 4.1-mile line and then handed them out to the hungry people. Pretty cool.
Okay.
Donation there.
Served the purpose. All right.
Yeah.
Record.
What we got here? All right. More records. All right. Oh, now over to Japan. We're going around the world. Around the world. 13-year-old. I didn't even know this was a fucking thing. A 13-year-old indoor skydiving enthusiast.
Indoor skydiving.
What the fuck is indoor skydiving, I ask?
Man.
I don't know what the fuck she did here.
Yeah.
Anyway, she did that, and God bless her. Cute kid, but...
It's got to be a building with a very high roof.
See, Fuyuki Kono, whose passion for indoor skydiving was kindled while she was studying abroad in Australia, broke the records for the most front split spins in 1 minute and the most 360 horizontal spins in 1 minute at the Indoor Skydiving Center at Saitama, Japan. I have no idea what that even looks like, man, or could be. That's weird.
Japan's like surreal. It's a real world.
I'm not. That's a whole different kettle of fish over there.
You got that right.
And
if you doubt that, just look at one of her game shows.
Yeah.
Fuck.
My sister have been over there like a bunch of times, man. They love her. Japan. Oh, that's the same one. That's it for the thing. Okay, well, that's it for David.
We're Rushless. Is David Rushless?
David Rush. Nothing this week, man. He must have taken a holiday off.
Well, next week he's going to be on the bouncy ball. He's going to beat that guy's record.
I know he could do that. You get three. Yeah, but we do have. I haven't had one in a long time. A poop story.
Oh, we do have one.
Wait
on it.
All right. There's a. I guess the band's name is called Turnstile.
Yeah.
And they have a mosh pit at their show. And someone took a dump, man. There was like poop on.
Oh, the mosh pit.
There was poop in the mosh pit and poop on the stage, man.
Oh, God damn.
They said they were calling Turnstile the concert Turnstool. people were like tracking it on their shoes and shit. Oh, man.
Oh, that's lovely.
Someone posted on Twitter, someone shitted in the Turnstile pit last night, no lie. Another tweet.
I thought maybe he might have shit his pants and then dived into the mosh pit.
Who knows, man? Nobody knows where the poop came from.
Yeah.
The turnstile concert pooper remains anonymous. Somebody else tweeted, I can't believe this, but yes, human shit ended up on the stage last night during turnstile. As hilarious as this is, it's also disgusting and extremely unsafe. Please, if you have any idea of who it was, please let me know, as that person should not be allowed at shows ever again. I wonder if Bobo was there, man. You know?
Yeah, it may be.
You never know, man. Could have been a presidential poop. Yeah.
Check the DNA.
Don't stop me. Don't stop.
Now, back to our show.
Nice.
that count as its own applause, or should we give them?
I think so. I think so. Give them another.
That was one of Elvis Rothfarb's, man.
Yeah, got posted over there.
Todd Samauer says, suck it.
Suck it, baby. You got to tell everybody who the artist is, though, Commodore.
Who the artist is over there? Oh, Gigantor.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, Gigantor.
Oh, boy. That guy. Jeez. So, I hope everybody had a good Labor Day. Hope had a veggie burger.
Okay.
I had the steak and cheese. What'd you have today, man?
Hey, I had nothing. I just had a sandwich from Wawa.
Wawa? What kind
Wawa.
Of sandwich? Kind of sandwich?
I think it was some kind of a wrap. Chicken salad.
Chicken
I'm
salad.
Holiday.
Chicken yep. salad, man.
A little chicken salad.
I like. Mine was almost the Philly, you know, because I had the steak and cheese and I had put green peppers on that bad boy.
Oh, yeah. Philly cheesesteak.
And some onions. And then I went suburban and put the lettuce and tomato on there, too. That's craving the veggies.
Or fried onions?
Raw onions. I had the cold, you know, I had the warm steak and cheese and then the cold fixings on it.
Yeah, okay.
So it wasn't close to a Philly.
Raw onions are a hell of a lot better.
What's that?
And good for you. Raw onions are a hell of a lot better. It tastes great. I don't like fried onions. Never cared for it.
I like onions fried. I like them raw. I like them everywhere, man. I love onions.
Onion man.
I had, in fact, that was a big part of my meal the night before last. I made half a can of potatoes and part of a piece of andouille, chopped that all up in a fry pan with a bunch of onions. Killer.
Okay. Sounds good. Smells nice.
There's cottage cheese and coleslaw on the side.
Cottage cheese.
I love cottage cheese. That's a good one. It helps you lose weight, too, man. It's one of those foods. You want to eat that shit, man. I like those veggie burgers, though, man. I'm totally cool with eating veggie burgers. I have no qualm with that at all. Because hamburgers are an eco problem, man. Cattle and shit.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm a sheep herder. I'm not a sheep herder or a sod buster. So, I mean, I'm not trying to start trouble with the Cattlemen Society or anything like that.
Just call it like it is.
But, man. Yeah, they have some good fake burgers, man. Oh, yeah. Onions and cottage cheese. High five, apple cheese. Cottage cheese, good, man. A little salt.
I had it when I was younger. You know, when you're younger, you don't like a lot of things.
I'll tell you what goes really good with is like you get a fresh tomato, you slice up the tomato, little cottage cheese on the side. That's good. Go together, man.
Yeah.
That's a nice combination for like a light summer snack. What if you ain't got no bacon bits? You think I'm made of bacon bits over here? You know, it's a weird thing, man. When I was growing up, I didn't think, like, shit in cans, like, expired, you know?
Yeah.
But it lasted forever. It's in a can. No, not so. Uh-huh. Shit goes bad in a can, man, after a while.
You tossing a lot of cans out recently? You got some thinking of that?
I gotta go through some cans. I had a can of sardines that, you know, didn't make it.
That's because we grew up with the whole bomb shelter idea where you can store cans and shit down there.
Yeah.
Lasts forever. You get that in your head, it lasts forever.
Fucking, you know, a can of sardines, three, four years, man. That thing's going to start turning, man, in the larder. I would think. Well, actually, this
sardines.
This one was probably bought it last year. Probably only a year old, man. So, yeah.
Give it to
then
me. Drain,
then I had
please.
A good. I had a good can of sardines. So I had a couple sardine Sammies.
You don't want to, yeah. You don't want to chance it with sardines.
Well, these were different. I bought these. I was getting open the old ones because, you know, I wanted to get rid of the older ones. So, I don't want to eat that. Threw that away. Ate the newer ones. But, man, I'm good on sardine sandwich for another year or so, you know. It's just one of those things. Every once in a while, it tastes good to me, and a little onion on there. Onion and... I should stop because I'll get hungry, man.
One meal a day.
I like sardines, man. Cool. All right. You want to yodel? We can yodel.
Sure. Let's yodel, baby.
Sweet. More Neil Hefti, man. Grooving. Oh, man. I looked up the yodel. I just, you know, like, that was the only thing of the show. I didn't have a yodel yet. Let's shop around for a yodel. And this came up. And I'm thinking, you know, we've been doing this bullshit for damn near a dozen years now.
Yep.
And I'm never amazed at the quality of some of these yodels you come across. This is awesome. This is
nice.
An awesome yodel. Yeah.
Nice find.
I would not shit you. You're my favorite turd.
There you go.
Yep. So.
I look pretty stupid in this, yodeling my way across the Alps.
Yodel! It's yodeling time, my brothers.
Now here's a song that'll make you gay. It'll drive your blues away. So you learn the song, it won't take you long. Then everybody sing the boogie-woogie yodel song. Any yodel, any yodel can't be wrong. Everybody sing the boogie-woogie yodel song. Girl, just the other day, she said, look here, you're in the way. I asked her just why, she thought I was wrong. She said, you're always singing boogie woogie all day long. Any yodel, any yodel, any yodel can't be wrong. Everybody sing the boogie woogie yodel song. Yodeling high or low, but I'm sure this yodel here is a yodel you don't know. It's not so very short, it's not very long. It's just the boogie woogie woodle yodel yodel song. Any yodel, any yodel, any yodel can't be wrong. Everybody sing the boogie woogie yodel song.
Yodel-ay-ho.
got him in a trip, yeah. Triple. Kenny Roberts, man.
Yeah, hell of a
king of the yodel
there at the end. Yeah.
Ooh, it made my Schmeckles clench.
Oh, jeez.
That was way up there. Yes, sir. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, boy, we didn't really have anything to talk about at all tonight, did we?
Not at all.
You know, people go, you got a podcast. Yeah. What's it about? 90 minutes.
Yeah, that's all you can say.
Tonight, it was definitely 90 minutes. So I'd like to thank everybody for coming and subjecting themselves to that that torture. I realized, what was the song from Friday? Shoot. I should have wrote it down. Chicken Race, I think.
Yeah, Chicken Race by Limelight.
Was that the one? There was one of them. It was like a tequila song.
Yeah.
That wasn't Chicken Race, though. Was it? I don't remember. I know we could do that for a sing-out, but oh well. At least we got Doodles Weaver in there tonight.
Yeah. I didn't post the polka because I don't know what it was. I wrote down I'm married to a, because I couldn't hear it on the phone. I couldn't hear it on the phone. I never got the title.
That was the couch that burps.
The couch that burps?
Yeah, she's married to a couch that burps.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that was the Youpers. Classic comedy polka band.
Well, I'll be posting that later this week. Catch that bird. Couldn't hear it.
Was this a
laid back? I
missed it. Was this subdued tonight, Ford? Was this a subdued? I guess it wasn't a wild. We didn't have a wild, wild time, but a mild time. It was a show. It was 90 minutes, man.
There you go.
That was Gumby's, the Daydream Believer. That was Gumby's.
When I saw it was by the Gigantor, I had to send it to
you. Yeah, the Gigantor. That's funny. That's funny. It didn't sound a thing like Popeye, though.
What do you think about it? That's a damn good name for a band, Gigantor. But
yeah.
Kudos to
him. Yeah. And kudos to Jerry Reed.
Yeah.
For no reason at all.
And the chick that sounds like him.
And the chick that sounds like him? And Suzanne Plachette.
Ooh,
and,
yeah.
And Kenny Roberts.
Kenny Roberts.
Boxcar Willie.
Don't forget Boxcar Willie.
Don't forget Boxcar, the Gigantor, and of course Babs. Who is laying in chunks in the lobby as we speak. So, I hope it was fun. I hope it was real. I hope it was real fun.
There you go.
By gosh. Looking at the old clock on the printer.
And as soon as we're done here, I'm ordering that Whitetail Records.
Oh, I think everybody's going to be, yeah. Well, they probably already.
I jotted that down.
Missed the end of the. What was that number again?
Crazy Guggenheim.
That still cracks me up, man.
It's good stuff.
We beat that to death, and it still cracks me the fuck up.
I love Crazy.
Better. Got to warm up the transporter here, man. Scotty. All right, man. Well, say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody. Energize!
Da-da-da-da-da. missed it by that much.
Oh!
That was perfect. Perfect.
Beauty.
Huh?
That was a beaut, man. Zing. Okie doke. At least we think they heard it that way.
Yeah. Yeah, who can tell?
Anyways. Yeah, for some reason I can't call into the, I can't host the show on the phone anymore.
No?
I have to call in on my gym crack. What's that about?
You got me on that.
Man, if you don't have a gym crack, you cannot survive in this modern age, my
friend.
You
got that right.
I hate to say it. I was one of the last resistors. But man, they just make it so that I gotta do that Venmo. Some guy was, "Do you got a Venmo? I'd like to tip you in Venmo."
Oh, Christ.
Like, yeah, I gotta turn somebody away that wants to give me money. So
you got
gotta
that
get
yet
that set
no?
up. Nah, yeah, okay. It's still on my to-do list. I don't know how to scan with my phone, for one, or even
yeah.
if I can. I don't know. I don't know how that
yeah,
works.
You might not have the right gym crack for that. Yeah, I don't
yeah.
know if I can either.
So, I don't know how that shit works. And my sons are like, they just know what they need to know. They're like I am with technology. They learn what they need
yeah.
to learn, and anything else, they don't really know what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah.
So they're no help. I need a sidekick, the young sidekick, to do all my tech shit. All right, man. Well, we should be able to fire this up again Friday, man. The way
all
it's
right,
looking
sounds
now.
Good. Sounds good.
Unless I get a last minute booking. Something like that. Stranger things have happened.
Uh-huh.
But, all right, man. Well, thanks, man. Couldn't
do
it without
you. Thank
you,
sir.
Couldn't do it without you, man.
Good stuff.
Well, you're partly to blame. There's enough blame to go around for everybody.
Yes, there is.
All right, man. We need a short one, man. Come on. Give me a short one, man. All right, well, good night. Cool part at the end.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.